Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to today's show. This is Molly McCord. Today is April 24th, 2019, and thank you for being here as we talk about the astrology and energies through this last week in April. This is the Wednesday podcast where we look at more of the astrological specifics that are happening, how they might be affecting you or working in your chart, just also a broader understanding of the energies that are going on. People listen to this show who know a lot about astrology, and people listen who don't really know much about astrology, but they find that this information resonates. So wherever you are on the spectrum, thank you for being here, and I hope that you get some messages that you need in every show. I just did another show for you on Monday that was about the acceleration of energies that have come into effect since the last full moon. Also, the sun conjunct Uranus and how that really moved things forward, how there's a freedom energy anytime a planet makes a conjunction to Uranus. And this can show up as things changing timelines, as an amplification of what you wanted, breaking through, breaking out. This is the energy of something being made clear and happening quickly. So it's a powerful energy that only happens once a year, and that has served us in letting go of old values, possessions, aspects of ourselves that were limiting us, that could only take us so far. Uranus is also the planet of awakening, of higher consciousness, of seeing more, seeing bigger. And it's associated with metaphysical interests. And it's interesting when you think about metaphysical, because that is astrology, that is different types of studies that are bigger and broader. And you look at it in the sign of Taurus, which is the physical. So metaphysical Uranus in the physical world of Taurus is breaking up what we thought our reality was going to be, what we thought we were going to experience in life, perhaps, or what we thought would be our long-standing values. This is a shakeup in what we find meaningful. And that metaphysical energy that comes in brings in new dimensions of understanding. And that's the awakening energy. That's the higher consciousness coming through, where something that was long-standing, reliable, and stable, it looks different. Maybe there's cracks in it now. Maybe it has been shaken at its foundation. Because the Uranus energy brings in energies that are not only physical, right? It brings in these downloads. And so we have this interesting next 7 years of energies with Uranus, metaphysical Uranus in the physical sign of Taurus. And Uranus to technology, electronics, everything we do online. And I was thinking about how now that we're all using our smartphones all the time, well, your smartphone is actually wired to speak to other smart devices in your home. And they communicate through a sound that is not audible to the human ear. So when you're watching a show on your smart TV, let's say it's your guilty pleasure show, then afterwards you go to look at your phone. And all of a sudden, you're scrolling through maybe the updates on your phone, it has information that relates to what you watched on television. The devices are talking to each other. More data is being mined and accumulated through all of these smart devices. This is part of the metaphysical meeting the physical world, part of the higher frequencies in our everyday world. And it's good to be aware of that. This happened to me the other day, and I was wondering why certain things were showing up on my phone, because the phone talks to the TV now. It talks to any other smart devices. So what we're looking at is how electronics, technology, and all these devices either enhance our lives or make us stop, assess our values and what we want. in our environment. Of course, we have the issue of a lot of Wi-Fi, a lot of waves of energies from these technology pieces all around us, and how that affects nature, how that affects the earth. This is the 5G stuff with Uranus in Taurus. And what does that really mean? And what does that really change in our world, in our physical world? Metaphysical Uranus is also bringing in more of these astrological insights into our everyday life. And you may see astrology show up in more ways. There might be more connections. There might be more things that make sense to you. As another example of the metaphysical now being stronger in our physical lives. So big energies moving us through, certainly can't stay the same, and it's a fast-moving energy right now, and you could feel that. You could even feel that you're not as grounded as you want to be, that things are moving in a way that could make you feel like you're a busybody, or that there's too much in your head and you've got to make sure and jot it down. This energy is meant to move us forward. And it's interesting because the visual I'm getting, which isn't the best visual, but it will paint the picture, it's of a clogged sink. And the clogged sink, you can think, oh, it's just jammed, nothing's moving, it's stuck, it's stagnant. But maybe things have been moving out behind the scenes. Maybe things are changing, eroding, leaving, gone, and then all of a sudden that sink isn't blocked anymore. And in fact, it moves quickly, like the water moves fast, and it just all of a sudden happens where what you thought was blocked comes through quickly. It comes through rapidly and in a way that maybe seems too fast or too good to be true, because the energies were working behind the scenes for a long time and not visible and not known. And we were stuck in some energies, or we felt like we were stuck. And we really had to do some deeper work, really let some things go. There was a big emotional process involved where maybe you had to work through some things at a very deep level, and you do the work, and then it felt like nothing changed or nothing shifted. Well, now that energy is moving through. It's caught up, so to speak. And there's this push here of things to flow. And that's because of the planets in Aries, Chiron, Venus, and Mercury. And it's also Mars in Gemini. And it's helping us to start fresh and to know that now is the time to build and to move forward based on what you love. So the sun is in Taurus. Taurus is ruled by Venus, and Venus is in Aries, which adds more of this Aries energy right now of initiation, starting something that is new to you in your life, that is new to your energy, something where it's a risk, feel ready for it on some level of your being. You trust the inspiration and the motivation. And the Aries energy is also comfortable being in charge and being the boss. And so there's this sense of I'll be in control of this. Thank you very much. I'll be the boss of this. Because there's a level of empowerment right now that's moving through. Now, the Aries energy of Venus, Mercury, and also Chiron, it needs to be grounded because it is a fire sign. It's meant to move. It's meant to be on the go and dynamic and inspired. It can be quite impulsive. It can be quick to anger, quick to have a response. It can be aggressive. It can be competitive. And these are some of the lower consciousness energies of Aries. A young Aries, for example, would be more competitive or aggressive until they've learned to refine that or to grow through it. But this energy of Aries the progression of the zodiac then moves into Taurus, which is grounded and solid and clear about its self-love. And so what I've observed through my own life and working with many, many, many clients is that that Aries energy will feel confident and not competitive when it truly loves itself, which is found in the Taurus grounding energy. It's also found through your Venus. Venus in your chart is how you love yourself first. Regardless of what astrological sign it's in, it's the energy that you're working with of self-love, self-worth, valuing who you are, and understanding what you need to receive to be loved, first by yourself and then by others. So the focus right now is understanding that you are in charge of this energy. This is you really setting the bar, setting the requirements, understanding yourself, so that you can understand and relate to other people. And there's an energy here that I feel is quite strong and fortifying that's built in. I see it as a new grid, a new energy grid that it's been waiting. It's kind of like that. I've never been to Egypt, but I'm guessing if you, and there's a lot of cosmic messages with Egypt, but it's almost like being on the approach to the pyramids, and you see them, and then you arrive, and they're there. That's kind of what this energy grid feels like, is that you see it, and now you're arriving, and it's real. And it's meant to be this understanding that the new energies are here, the new experiences are here, the new starts, the new adventures, the new beginning points are here. Go forward. Go forward into these opportunities and these projects, but even these parts of yourself. This is where you are clear in your self-love and what you need in your life. And if it is in alignment with you and what you value, it's even easier to go forward. So again, it's this going forward into a new aspect of your own energy that I'm seeing it as a grid and pyramid, and it feels very clear, solid, strong, and I'm seeing some gold around it, a little golden energy that just has a warmth to it as well. So know that it is a time of new, and to allow that to support you. As the sun moves through Taurus over the next 3 weeks, it's going to make supportive connections to Neptune in Pisces at 17, 18 degrees, Saturn in Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, and the nodes, the south node and the north nodes. So this is a time of building, and that's one of the things that Taurus brings to us, because the Aries energy gives us the idea and the inspiration, and the Taurus energy says, okay, let's make this real. What money do you need? What resources do you need? What do you need to pull together to make this happen? How does this become a tangible, real thing? Because Aries can have 1,000 ideas a minute, but how many of them have legs? Taurus gives it legs. So we're giving ourselves some legs here, and we're allowing ourselves to feel strong in this energy. And I feel like this journey of the sun in Taurus is actually quite invigorating and motivating. And there's a lot of synchronicities that line up. There's a lot of connections that are made. In fact, any time the sun is in an earth sign, as well as the personal planets in an earth sign, they're going to get traction. And that's going to be strengthening, because there's a lot of things changing and they're not clear yet. They're not obvious. They're not evident. And so the earth signs show us the work to do in our own lives first, and how you are the power source in your life, and what life are you creating and building for yourself. Because yes, we all have the outer world around us, and we have other things to be responsible for and take care of that require our attention. And then there's the bigger world that is also very dynamic right now of world changes, that's also interacting with our energy fields. This is a time of you, and to put that in perspective, that's not always the case. Again, astrology is a progression of energies. And right now we have this window of time until, I'm going to say, into the end of May, of really fortifying what it is that you've learned that's true for you. Again, this can just be internal. This is meant to support your internal self-knowingness. And it doesn't have to be something big that changes in your life. For some people it is, but other people, there's just been shifts internally that have been big and significant. So that's your own self-evaluation around what this is for you. But when we have these periods of forward energy, it's important to know there's thumbs up and there's green lights, and it's good to trust that. Now, over the next week, we have two planets stationing retrograde. Today, April 24th, we have Pluto stationing retrograde at 23 degrees of Capricorn in 9 minutes. And then next week, we have Saturn at 20 degrees of Capricorn and 31 minutes stationing retrograde. That's April 29th. Now, these two are within orb of each other. That means they're 3 degrees apart. They're working together. And they are also conjunct the south node, which is at 20 degrees of Capricorn. And the south node always moves in reverse. So now we have these three energies in Capricorn that are huddled together, all doing a backstep. All moving in reverse, which is always about review. And in Capricorn, there is this, I feel an unsettling energy around where the world is going, around what's happening behind the scenes, what's really true, because a lot of things that are out there, especially in the mainstream media, are not true. They're diversionary tactics. It's false information or just stuff that's, a circus. It's the circus. And when you raise your consciousness and you really tap into energies and what's happening or what's operating, you don't care about the circus. The music, you become tone deaf to the music. And you want to know what's real, what's really going on here. And, I think of it in terms of the Mueller report that just came out, and that's a circus, and it's almost like, did anyone pay attention to the fact that there's 14 ongoing investigations, and those are the things that maybe have the gold of what's really going on right now, and that's where there should be more digging and understanding and getting to the heart of things. Like, it's really those ongoing investigations that are bigger. But anything that's now on the news is what people are talking about, and there can be ongoing, never-ending discussions about things in politics. But this is saying there's a lot more to uncover here. And these planets in retrograde are being tasked with that. Saturn in retrograde is allowing us to go into what has been built, and if it's strong enough, if it's clear enough, if that foundation is really going to stand. Saturn will go retrograde back to 13 degrees of Capricorn in September and then go direct. And it's going to review what the past year has brought up in all these Capricorn areas, what's been overlooked, what we did, what wasn't seen the first time, where, again, there's more questions, there's more answers, there's more information, and again, holding people to responsibility. This is Capricorn. It's being, so there's going to be this retrograde of Saturn that travels with the South Node. And this is a big deal because the South Node is karmic release, and it's letting go, and it's showing us what is complete. So with Capricorn ruling government, politics, business, corporations, there could be some big changes in companies that aren't as strong as perhaps they publicly claimed, that their foundation is weak, their stock prices are inflated, their performance isn't as big as they wanted it to be. And so it's looking at who's been playing the system. And getting to the real data or the real facts of what's really happening, of what's been falsified or what was glossed over. So there's big changes unfolding in business practices, and with the Pluto energy going retrograde, there's permanent changes around loss of power, more CEOs stepping down, or scandals, or anything that's revealed around misuse of power, abuse of power. These are all Pluto's energies, and because it's in Capricorn, which is business, it's showing us, what the consequences are, and what the permanent effects might be. So more revelations, certainly, are the name of the game. Now, to be fair and to be objective, businesses fail all the time. Corporations make mistakes often. That doesn't mean it's public. There's things that are always changing in governments, right, and in politics. So that's not necessarily new. But what this energy is highlighting is actually long-standing issues that need to be corrected, managed differently. It's almost like the companies that are going bankrupt right now because of online business and all these companies that are filing bankruptcy and Chapter 11 and the brick and mortar, right? Brick and mortar, which is Capricorn. Brick and mortar stores are Capricorn. So it's looking at how business is changing because of online sales and everything that's taking off online, but that's not always good, and it leaves empty office spaces and empty malls, and where do you go for what you need to try on, touch before you buy? And so there's this reconfiguration of business needs. And I feel like this is going to be something that many business leaders already are aware of. It's not new. But there's something about this summer, the next 6 months, that really brings up these issues even more with these strong retrogrades in Capricorn. So this energy is starting now. And again, businesses are always in a dynamic flux of energy, but there's turning point energies here that are about the bigger picture of business needs, and perhaps what was taught in business school in 1982 is no longer applicable to 2019, 2020. And it's looking at the business models that are done that don't have any sustenance, they just can't be sustained anymore. That's these themes here. At a personal level, for you, you would be looking at these Capricorn retrogrades in your life as they apply to your professional world, your career, the way that you share your energy in the world, to be recognized, to be known. And it's your job title, and it's looking at what areas of your life needing a new commitment, or where you're ready to change gears or change direction. This is a reassessment at a collective level of what we're doing professionally, and if it's still on the mark or if it's done, you know, if you're having a turning point. And the being done is also the south node in Capricorn, where many people will say, okay, I did the corporate thing, I showed up as this, I was a VP for this many years, and it's no longer fulfilling. And so then you have the north node in Cancer that says, I want to be with my kids, I want to go to soccer games, I want to be home for dinner, I want to get to know my neighbors. This north node in Cancer is a return to what nourishes you daily. It's a return to family life. It's a return to matters of the heart and how far maybe you've stretched yourself at work, and now you're ready to rethink that or to balance it differently, to make some new choices. I was just reading in National Geographic, there's an issue out about cities and these substantial articles about different cities and their different issues and their different problems and what they're doing to solve them. And one of the articles was actually about this gentleman who 8 years ago started working at a bank. And the bank is in San Francisco. And he has a four-hour commute each way. 4 hours each way by choice. So he leaves at 6 a.m., gets to the office at 10 a.m., leaves at 4 p.m., gets home at 8 p.m. And I was talking about this with my husband, and it's like, in a way it sounds crazy, but actually, if someone's making that choice, it works for them. And he likes movement. And he likes going from car to bus to train to bus. I mean, there's movement there. And in this day and age, you are typically connected on your laptop or phone no matter where you go. There's this whole new world of how we work that's available to us now and brings up new choices and new options. And that's part of what I think people are looking for, is how can I work in a way that satisfies me and I can honor the other parts of my life that are more personal, that are family-based, and make that a priority too. So this is part of what we're moving through, and there's big decisions. There's decisions to be made this summer. Well, it's summer in the northern hemisphere, winter in the southern hemisphere. I'm going to call it from April to September. You could have some clear choice points around what you're ready to leave behind with this Saturn in Capricorn retrograde over the South Node, traveling with the South Node, I should say. So Saturn will be nearly conjunct the South Node until September, which is very rare and pivotal. The parts of ourselves that have mastered something, they've served a purpose, they've played a role, they've showed up with responsibilities, and you could be ready to change your job title and to follow something that's in your heart, even follow something closer to home or something from childhood. That's also part of the North Node in Cancer, is the childhood energies, remembering what your first dream job was, remembering what you thought you would be when you grew up. These kinds of memories, you know, come through, and we start to think about our lives and how we're spending our time. And how we spend our time is Capricorn. So there is a realignment in place here. And it's good to have a heads up about that, especially if this energy is working in your chart at a more personal level. So this last week in April, interesting energy of things are moving, things are happening, and you could also reconnect with an inner calm and peace. You could feel a little bit more settled energetically. And that could be because you're getting confirmation. The big changes of earlier this year, I feel them washing out. Like things have washed out, they've cleared out. What you thought was maybe locked or immovable has shifted and been dissolved, or there's been an out-of-the-blue solution. There's this energy of release that can feel calming. So be very clear about your energies right now. Do keep in mind that we are in a releasing, letting go completion phase until the May 4th Taurus new moon. And the lunar cycle is good to know for your daily needs, your daily tempo, your daily work. So as I do this show, the moon is in Capricorn. And that tends to be much more productive, focused, responsible. I need to do this, get this done. Where am I going? And then the moon moves into Aquarius, which is very cerebral ideas, understandings, connections. And then the moon goes into Pisces, and it's quieter. So if you follow the moon, it changes signs every 2.5 to 3 days, and it can affect just what you experience on a daily level. And it's pretty cool to make these connections in your own chart, because you can find the days that you're more likely to work and it'll flow easier versus the days when you don't feel that you can focus or that you're as grounded, etc. So that's one of the gifts of tracking the moon, is knowing how it moves through your own chart and how it shows up in your world. And speaking of the moon, I wanted to comment about understanding the Easter holiday and how it's connected to the lunar cycle. And then I wanted to make another comment about how this current energy is also related to masculine and feminine energies. So the Easter holiday is always the, I'm going to say this right, it's always the first full moon after the equinox. So the equinox is always March 20th, 21st. Then we have a full moon. Easter is always the Sunday after that full moon. The full moon, illumination, seeing something, light, really having clarity. And there's two calendars. There's the Gregorian calendar and the Julian calendar. And so to understand Easter and to understand that it's connected to the sky also can bring up deeper understanding of how astrology and the cosmos have been eternal parts of the human experience. And astrology was really big in about the 1200s to the 1600s. It was very powerful. It guided a lot of choices. It was big in many different understandings of it. Of course, it was limited because you could only see so far in the sky, and so there's different understandings of it. But it's always been something interesting to think about because of how humanity has always looked up and looked out, and who else is out there, what else is out there, and what are the patterns, and what are the cycles, and what are the themes. And that's what astrology does. It connects these themes. It connects the seasons, and it connects the energies that we have in our lives. I found that astrology is something that people understand once it applies to their personal life. And so it's something that is self-justified. It's not simply your sun sign. And that's where people is with sun sign astrology, but that has its problems too. But once you go into understanding it more, it becomes very complicated. You've got a lot of moving pieces, a lot of different symbols and glyphs and things going on, and what does this all mean? It's not easy, but it's fascinating. The timing and the cycles and the themes, all of it. So it's pretty cool, I think, to look back on how astrology has always been something that has been connected to the human experience. Yes, it has been shunned. Of course, it's been something that's been made fun of, and it's something that not everybody understands. And that's okay. I feel like that's just fine. You can't sell everybody every product, right? But it has a lot of validity, or else millions and millions of people wouldn't find it valuable. And it's been this ongoing experiment of energies for a very long time, that if it didn't have any merit, people would have left it a long time ago. So that's how I think it's really cool to make some of these connections with how the cycles of our lives are related to energies bigger than us, and to help us navigate this human journey. So getting back to Easter, one of the things that was really, that's been big about Easter, of course, the rectification, the rebirth, the return, and the symbology of birth, and how the energy of Aries and Taurus are about birthing and a new cycle and a new start. A lot of this energy right now is supporting the reconnection of masculine and feminine energies. And one interesting case study is how Jesus of Nazareth was an amazing healer and wanted to be of service. And his equal and his partner was Mary Magdalene, and how due to the energy, and it was the age of Pisces, it was limited that a female could be an equal. And so Mary Magdalene, the feminine, was shunned. And there's, of course, more to the story, and I'm doing broad strokes here. But it's understanding how the feminine energy was not an equal and could not be seen as such. And this is something that goes deep into our human stories, even at a cellular level, of the feminine energies being shunned, being ostracized, being told you don't fit into a group, you are not a part of us, you cannot be us, and looking at how feminine energies that were pushed aside, not valued, not loved, are pretty common in most people's lives, because the stories that would have supported that didn't. And there's this understanding now at this level of human consciousness of how valuable the human energy, the female energies are, the feminine energies are. And keep in mind, every person has masculine and feminine. And that can be 50-50, that could be 60-40, it could be 70-30. You know, it can be a different equation for each person. But we all have these aspects of ourselves. And with the feminine energy being pushed away, villainized, you know, and many other horrible things, there is an energy right now that's being rewritten of the archetypal energies of the masculine and the feminine that are equals, that are able to both sit at the table, that are both recognized and acknowledged and accepted for what they bring forward and how it's different, and that's why it's strong. And so this energy that I was feeling so strongly around this past Easter and full moon and sun conjunct Uranus, and then also Notre Dame, Our Lady, the fire, full rising of energetic awareness around the feminine energies that were denied. A reconnection, a rebirth, a remerging, a return, and it feels like I feel it as this beautiful love story between Jesus and Mary Magdalene that is fully acknowledged in a way that was denied before. And so that's part of this energy right now of even a strong feminine and a strong masculine, but both are aware of their inner energies, of the wholeness and fullness of themselves. And it feels like this is what's happening individually and collectively. There's a new understanding of who we each are, feminine and masculine, that is stronger than ever, and that has more to offer. It's like when there's a reunion or a reconnection, it starts the next chapter or the next book. You know, it starts a new story. And I'm feeling like this new story energy, that things have been understood and seen and healed and worked with, that are allowing these reconnections to happen, that are allowing a new story to begin. And it feels strongly supported right now, that in a way that I hope makes some things connect in your own world. Again, this can just be personally. This can just be things you've understood in your life around relationships. Because again, going back to this full moon in Libra, which is the second Libra full moon, it's about the balance. It's about the equality of the masculine and feminine. It's about that equal giving and receiving that supports the other. You know, when one feels weak, the other feels strong. When one feels emotional, the other feels solid. It's kind of this energy of these are how we each can experience ourselves. And in a day, you might have experiences of yourself being in your masculine and then being in your feminine, and it can depend on the environment. It can depend on what you're needing to do. It can be just how you move through your world. There is now a new, again, it goes back to this grid I'm seeing, that merging has happened. Understandings have come through, and it's cleared out a lot. It's cleared out a lot. In other words, sometimes the unhealthy masculine can be too much of a achiever or a doer or a fighter or a warrior, and that can be exhausting. And so then you know how to take care of yourself, which is feminine energies of I need a break, I need downtime, I need people I can trust to tell how my day went. The unhealthy feminine, very unrooted, and that it just doesn't have a place to be. It can feel like it's always swimming or it doesn't know where to land, and it needs strong masculine energy that says, focus, do this one thing, get this done, don't swim in possibilities. These are just two examples because, of course, there's many ways that these energies show up and it is personal for every person. But what I'm feeling is that we are each better supported in understanding our masculine and feminine selves. There's been openings around that self-awareness, and those openings will continue. And this is a part of your own rise in consciousness. In your natal chart, the moon and Venus are feminine energies. The sun and Mars are masculine energies. In terms of how you would look at your chart. And then, of course, there's many variations from there. This is a time of recalibrating within, because that's how you're going to continue to know yourself, what you need, what you love, what you value, what matters to you, but know your own energy. And also I want to note that there are many stories throughout history, throughout different cultures and belief systems around the divine masculine and divine feminine energies. And I was just using this as an example because of Easter being a Christian holiday. But you might come across more of these energies of a reconnection and an understanding of the healing, always about the healing. And that healing brings you into new love. And that love is then how you create your life. I mean, that's really the basis of so many things. I'm just listening. If there's anything else I need to say, because I'm hearing that this is a strong time of reconnection to loving yourself first, to loving yourself unconditionally, to loving yourself for what you've been through, where maybe you didn't see how strong you were. And again, the energy of Taurus is going to continue to strengthen this over the next 3 weeks. Okay, I think that's all I have for now. I don't want to just sit here with a bunch of dead air. So, as always, thank you for connecting and joining me. And, you know, I meant to say a few weeks ago that I really appreciated the hundreds of you who sent me such nice messages and comments and emails when I was sick. Thank you so much. That was so kind. I was overwhelmed, and of course I couldn't respond to it all, but it was hundreds of you, and I really appreciate your thoughtfulness. And yeah, I do need to take a break at times. I just wanted to say that because it was really touching, and I'm just glad that everything's better now and that we're moving ahead. So you'll find more about me and my offerings below this podcast. If you are a healer, an expert, a spiritual guide, anyone doing energy work, please check out mollymccord.online where I have business development videos, tips, and resources for you. And I also have a separate YouTube channel that's focused on business development if you need that. So thanks, everybody. Have a beautiful week ahead. And I will see you back here next Monday as we talk about another healing topic. See you then, and take good care.